Hey everyone, Mike Wobshaw here. Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. We're back in TCO Studios at Winter Park, fresh off a week at the Combine. We saw lots of things. You have some questions, so let's get to work. Our first question comes from Tony. Are there any offensive players the Vikings fell in love with at the Combine? Well, remember, the Combine is important, but it's just one part of the entire evaluation process for teams. So they're not going to go to the Combine, see one guy do really well, and fall in love with that guy. It's a body of work for these guys. But there were some impressive offensive players. This is a deep running back class. Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, Leonard Fournette. All of those guys look good. And the tight end group, really impressive. Speed is the name of their game. 10 tight ends with sub 4.7 40s, including Evan Ingram, the fastest of the bunch, and Bucky Hodges, who also was really good in the broad jump and the vertical leap. Lots of good-looking offensive players in this class. The next question comes from Hayden. With as deep as this year's running back class is supposed to be, could you see the Vikings drafting two of them? Possibly. I mentioned a few of the ones that looked really good in the first question. Another one is Alvin Kamara from Tennessee. He's a fast riser right now. Had a great combine. Whether the Vikings draft one, two, or more running backs this year is kind of determined on what happens with Adrian Peterson and what else the Vikings do in free agency. But you're right, Hayden. This is a deep enough class where you could grab two of them. Jeff in Sacramento has the next question. How much does knowledge of position depth in the draft affect management decisions in free agency? Well, you want to attack as many needs as you can in free agency so you don't reach for players in the draft. But there's no doubt about it that if a position is especially deep in the draft, like at running back, you may feel less inclined to overspend for that position in free agency. Robert has the next question. The crop of free agent and draftable offensive linemen appears to be extremely thin. Will the Vikings be able to solve the issue they have at offensive line? That was the narrative about the offensive line going into the combine, but coming out of the combine, I gotta say I'm a little more optimistic about the offensive line talent that's available this offseason. From a draft class perspective, Forrest Lamp, Deion Dawkins, and Dan Feeney are guys who could be available at 48 for the Vikings that scouts and analysts seem to love at the combine. And then when you look at the pro guys, the free agents, Andrew Whitworth, Kevin Zietler. So I think the Vikings are going to have some good options this offseason as they look to upgrade the offensive line. David has the next question. What are your expectations for Treadwell this coming season? Well, certainly big-time improvement. He had just one catch last year, and he was a first-round pick. The good news for him is he's going to have another offseason under his belt, and Pat Shurmur and this offensive staff are committed to helping him improve. Mike Zimmer does not shower you with praise if you don't deserve it, and he's been very optimistic about Laquan, so we should be too. Our last question comes from David. How hard would it be for a player to change from right guard to left guard or left tackle to right tackle? Also, great interviews at the Combine. Keep it up. Well, thank you, David. Position switches left to right, right to left along the offensive line are not that uncommon. We've seen TJ Clemmings do it. We've seen Brandon Fusco do it. We've seen other guys do it across the league. So it can happen, and I think you have a better chance of making it happen with a younger player who's a little more impressionable. Guys who can do that in the draft class are much more valuable and tend to get drafted higher because they have more position flexibility. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. But we're going to be back next week with a free agency edition of the Pick Six. So submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, stick around here at Vikings.com and the Vikings app. Tons of Chad Greenway related content is up and will be coming as we continue to celebrate his career and wish him a farewell as he retires after 11 great seasons as a Minnesota Viking, one of my favorites of all time and an all-time Viking for sure. See you next week.